Je?
There's some hiding over there.
Potřebuje někdo? Ano, Jožka?
Okay. Well, if you haven't been here for a while or you haven't been here,
ak si to neboli určitú dobu, alebo ak si to ešte vôbec neboli, toto je váš prvýkrát.
Officially welcome.
Tak oficiálne vítajte.
Okay. And just to kind of get everyone on the same page, we've been going through the book of Mark, looking at the life of Jesus.
Prechádzame si teraz knihu Marka alebo Evangelium Marka a pozeráme sa na život Pána Ježiša.
And we started our series out looking at some verses in the book of Hebrews.
A začali sme tieto verše v knihe Židom.
Where the writer there says very clearly that the God the Father speaks through the Son.
Kde písateľ veľmi jasne hovorí, že Boh Otec prehovára skrze Syna.
And if you want to know something about God the Father, you want to know about his ways, you look at the Son.
A ak sa chceš niečo dozvedieť o Bohu Otcovi, tak sa musíš pozrieť na jeho Syna.
So that's kind of the framework that we've been working with to look at the life of Jesus.
Takže toto je také pozadie, cez ktoré sa pozeráme na život Pána Ježiša.
And last week we looked at Mark chapter 5.
Minulý týždeň sme si pozerali Marka 5. kapitolu.
And it was all about Jesus challenging the fears of people and calling people from fear to faith.
A bolo to o tom, ako Pán Ježiš vyzýva ľudí a ako sa dotýkal tých ich strachov a obav, ktoré mali. A vyzývali do toho, aby prešli od strachu k viere.
And in Mark chapter 6 we're going to see that Jesus kind of continues on into the next step after you've been challenged to leave your fears and walk by faith.
A v 6. kapitole vidíme, že ich zase vyzýva do ďalšieho kroku, keď už prešli teda od strachu k viere.
And Jesus will begin to challenge those who follow him and those around him to begin to exercise their faith.
A Pán Ježiš vyzýva tých, ktorí sa rozhodli ho nasledovať a ktorí sa už rozhodli veriť, tak aby cvičili tú svoju vieru alebo aby ju dokazovali.
And then as they use it, it begins to grow and he begins to give them new challenges and it just gets harder and harder, but they grow further in it.
A ako teda začínajú používať tú svoju vieru, tak tá viera začína rásť a zväčšuje sa a potom ich začína vyzývať do ďalších a ďalších vecí.
And we'll see that there's this word that keeps coming up and it's amazement or to be amazed.
A vidíme, že v tejto kapitole sa stretávame s jedným slovom tu na obrázku a to je úžas alebo prekvapenie.
And I think that's a good word to kind of just sum up what happens as you begin to exercise your faith, that you'll be amazed over and over and over again.
A myslím si, že je to dobré slovo, ktoré vystihuje to, že keď budeme precvičovať tú našu vieru, tak vždycky budeme z toho úžasnutí na novo a na novo.
And I know from my own personal experience.
A ja viem z mojej osobnej skúsenosti.
Is that if I'm obedient and I walk out by faith, God amazes me.
Že ako som poslušný a kráčam vierou, tak je to Pán Boh, ktorý ma vždycky na novo úžasne a prinesie mi ten úžas.
And it becomes addictive.
A stáva sa to závislým. You know, ja som závislý na
tom. A good kind of addiction.
Dobrá závislosť.
You know, where you're like, what are you going to do next, God?
A tak očakám, že Pane Bože, čo teraz zase spravíš?
You know, what are you going to do to surprise me now?
Čo spravíš, aby si ma znovu prekvapil?
And I believe he does, and we'll see that he did in the life of these men who are surrounding him.
A verím, že to robí v našich životoch a uvidíme, že to robil aj v životoch týchto ľudí, na ktorých sa budeme na ich životy sa budeme pozerať dnes večer.
Because this idea of amazement seems to be the effect that Jesus has on a lot of people.
A táto myšlienka prekvapenia alebo úžasu je niečo, čo Pán Ježiš robí ľuďom.
Whether it's in his words or his actions or, you know, everything he does.
Či už to bolo slovom alebo jeho skutkom, čímkoľvek, čokoľvek robil, tak privádza ľudí do úžasu.
And we'll go to the next slide. Just
ďalší obrazok.
Illustration for this. We're going to read Mark chapter 6 verses 1 through 6.
Prečítame si Marka 6 od 1 po 6.
And we'll just do it in Slovak.
Ale v slovenčine.
I think we have more Slovak speakers today than
asi máme viacej slovenských
hovoriacich.
Takže len v slovenčine. Na to vyšiel odtiaľ a prišiel do svojej otčiny a učeníci ho nasledovali. Keď prišla sobota, začal učiť v synagóge. A mnohí, ktorí ho počúvali, veľmi sa divili a hovorili, odkiaľ to má? A čo je to za múdrosť, čo mu bola daná? A čo sú to za prejavy moci, čo sa dejú jeho rukami? Či to nie je ten tesár, syn Márie, a brat Jakubov, Jozefova, Judov a Šimonov? A či mu sestry nežijú tu medzi nami? A pohoršovali sa na ňom. Ježiš im však riekol, nikde nie je prorok bez octí, iba ak vo svojej odčine, medzi pokrvnými a vo svojom dome. A nemohol tam urobiť iného divu, len čo na niekoľkých nemocných položil ruky a uzdravil ich. A divol sa ich nevere. Potom chodil po okolitých dedinách a učil.
So Jesus back home.
Čiže Pán Ježiš je naspäť doma.
He's in Nazareth, right?
Je v Nazarete.
Now Nazareth is not like Jerusalem.
Nazaret nie je ako Jeruzalem.
In Jerusalem, that's the capital, right?
Jeruzalem je hlavné mesto.
That's where you got the temple.
Tam bol chrám.
That's where you got the money, where you got the power.
Tam boli peniaze, tam bola moc.
You know, Nazareth's just like working class, blue collar city. It's kind of where all the factories would be, you know, if it was here. Yeah, okay.
Nazaret je tam, kde sú akože tie továrne a kde všetci akože tí pracovníci sú ako u nás v Rakuňach.
You know, it'd be like, it's like Slovnaft, okay?
Slovnaft.
Okay, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but that's what it is, you know?
Nie je na tom nič zlé, ale proste to je, čo to je.
You know, and he's coming home and he goes to the synagogue, you know, Saturday morning.
A príde domov, je sobota po obede, ide do synagógy.
And he amazes the home team, right?
A prekvapí alebo úžasne ten domáci tím.
You know, everyone said, wow, the stuff he's saying, it's amazing.
A všetci hovoria, že fíha, že toto, čo hovorí, že to je úžasné.
And they knew that he healed some people and they're like, you know, how does he do this?
A videli, že uzdravoval nejakých ľudí a pýtali sa, že akým spôsobom to
robí? How does he do those miracles?
Ako robí tieto zázraky?
You know, and he's amazed them.
Áno, úžasol ich.
You know, because...
Alebo priviedol do úžasu.
Because he doesn't quite fit what they expect, right?
Pretože nezapadol do toho cesta, ako ho ako oni očakávali.
Because he's a local boy, right?
Pretože on pochádza od nich, je domáci, miestny.
The other guys on the street don't do what Jesus is doing.
A tí ostatní tam na ulici v tej jeho dedinke nerobia to, čo robil Pán Ježiš.
Like, where did he get this?
Odkiaľ toto má?
You know, we know Mary.
Áno, poznáme Mariu.
We know his brothers.
Poznáme jeho bratov.
You know, they're not like that.
A oni takí nie sú.
His sisters don't talk like that.
Jeho sestry takto nerozprávajú.
You know, where does he get this?
Odkiaľ toto má?
You know, they heard and they saw him.
Počuli ho a videli ho.
They realize that there's something different.
Uvedomili si, že robí niečo iné.
But it says that they couldn't get past their prejudices, basically.
Ale nemohli prejsť tým predsudkom, ktoré mali.
They couldn't get past those boxes of this is what Jesus is supposed to be like and this is what he cannot be like.
A nemohli prejsť za to, že takto Pán Ježiš má vyzerať a do tejto krabičky sa má zmestiť a nemá vyzerať takto.
And in verse 3 it tells us that they took offense to him.
A v 3. verši je napísané, že boli pohoršení nad ním.
Their amazement melts into offense.
Ten úžas sa pretavil do pohoršovania sa.
And I think the same thing happens today.
A myslím si, že to sa deje aj v dnešnej dobe.
We're going to see Jesus is going to go on and he's going to begin to challenge people in their ideas about him.
A vidíme, že Pán Ježiš pokračuje a vyzýva ľudí, aby si možno trošku zmenili to myšlenie, ktoré zmýšľanie o ňom.
And do they really know what he is like and what he wants to do in them and through them?
A či skutočne vedia to, že aký je, či ho poznajú a či vedia aj to, čo on pre nich chce spraviť?
And there's an interesting thing in this text. I don't know, maybe you caught it.
A je to veľmi zaujímavá vec v tomto texte. Neviem, či ste to zachytili.
It's in verse 6.
V 6. verši.
And we have it in English here. It says, he was amazed.
My to máme tu na v angličtine a on bol úžasnutý, alebo sa divil v slovenčine.
Now, the crowd was amazed, but Jesus was also amazed.
Že tie zástupy boli v úžase, ale aj on bol v nejakom úžase.
It says he was amazed by their lack of faith.
On bol úžasnutý z toho, že nemali vieru, alebo sa divil tomu, že nemali vieru.
You know, I hope that Jesus is never amazed at us by our lack of faith.
A ja dúfam, že Pán Ježiš nikdy nebude úžasnutý z toho, akú malú vieru máme, alebo ten nedostatok viery.
I did some research this week going through the Gospels.
Robil som taký prieskum, keď som si prechádzal tento týždeň Evanjelia.
As far as I can tell.
Čo som ja vlastne zistil?
There's only two places where Jesus gets amazed.
Sú len dva miesta, kde vidíme, že Pán Ježiš prichádza do
úžasu. This is the first one.
Toto je prvé miesto.
And the other one is there's this experience.
A druhé miesto je jeden zážitok.
And we see it in Luke chapter 7 verse 9.
Lukáš 7, 9. verš.
And there's this centurion man. He's this Roman soldier.
Prichádza k nemu stotník, rímsky vojak.
And he comes to Jesus with a request.
A prichádza za Pánom Ježišom s určitou požiadavkou.
And Jesus looks at this guy and he's amazed at his faith.
A keď sa Pán Ježiš pozrie na tohto človeka, tak je úžasnutý z jeho viery.
And he's wondering why isn't his own people like this guy.
A diví sa, že prečo jeho vlastný ľud, jeho vlastný národ nemá takúto vieru ako tento človek.
So the two stories where Jesus is amazed have to do with one thing, and it's faith.
Čiže dva príbehy, kde Pán Ježiš je úžasnutý, tak obidva majú spoločné to, že hovoria o viere.
That's all we see him ever being amazed by is this one thing, it's faith.
Čiže vždycky, alebo teda to, čo ho privázalo do úžasu, bola viera.
Whether we had faith or don't have faith.
Či už teda máme vieru alebo ju nemáme.
Will we trust him or not trust him?
Keď mu veríme alebo mu neveríme.
And the question I put in my own notes, and it was for myself, is, you know, how am I amazing Jesus?
A takú otázku, ktorú som si dal do mojich poznámok aj sám pre seba, je, že a do akého úžasu privádzam ja Pána Ježiša?
Am I amazing him with my faith, my trust in him, or my lack thereof?
A privádzam ho do úžasu tým, že mám vieru, alebo ho privádzam do úžasu tým, že vôbec nemám vieru?
And in verse 5 we see this kind of interesting thing, and I, to be honest, don't quite fully understand it.
A v 5. verši máme jednu zaujímavú vec a neviem, či je celkom rozumiem.
It says that, you know, that he could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them.
Že nemohol tam urobiť iného divu, len čo na niekoľkých nemocných položil ruky a uzdravil ich.
Somehow this crowd's lack of faith affected what Jesus could do or was willing to do.
Nedostatok viery ovplyvnilo to, čo Pán Ježiš mohol alebo čo mu nedovolili spraviť skrze tú neveru.
You know, he's God, he can do anything.
On je Boh, však môže robiť, čo chce.
But somehow their faith affected him.
Ale nejakým spôsobom tá ich viera alebo nevera ho ovplyvnili.
I have a suspicion, and I think it's a biblical suspicion.
Ja mám jedno podozrenie a myslím si, že je biblické.
That we could turn that principle around the other way.
Že môžeme tento princíp otočiť na druhú stranu.
That as we would honor Jesus,
že keď budeme uctievať Pána Ježiša,
do the opposite of what these people were doing,
a robili by sme opak toho, čo robili títo ľudia,
that he would respond really well,
že on by reagoval veľmi dobre,
that he would begin to work in our lives in amazing ways,
že on by začal pracovať v našich životoch veľmi úžasným spôsobom.
Seems to be the pattern that we see through scripture.
A zdá sa mi, že to je taký vzorec, ktorý je poprepletaný cez písmo.
We're going to move on. Before we move on the story, we're going to kind of skip some verses. You guys can look back at home.
A predtým, ako pôjdeme ďalej, tak preskočíme pár veršov, tie si môžete pozrieť doma.
Verse 14 through 29, it's all about this, it's this little snippet on, kind of like a little side note.
14. až 9. verš. Je taká poznámka na okraj.
And basically King Herod is hearing about Jesus.
Král Herodes sa dopočul o Pánovi Ježišovi.
And he's having a, you know, a guilty conscience.
A má také
conscience.
Podvedomie, svedomie, ktoré je usvedčené.
Because he has executed Jesus's cousin John the Baptist.
Pretože popravil bratranca Pána Ježiša, Jana Krstiteľa.
And he's hearing about the great things that Jesus is doing.
A dopočul sa o všetkých tých úžasných veciach, ktoré Pán Ježiš robí.
And he's thinking, oh no, John is back from the dead.
A zamýšľal sa na tým, že oh nie, Ján stal z mŕtvych.
And those verses just kind of tell that whole backstory.
A tieto verše hovoria o celom tom príbehu.
And we'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
And this next little story, Jesus is going to challenge his guys a little bit further.
V tomto ďalšom príbehu Pán Ježiš vyzve svojich učeníkov alebo svojich chlapíkov, aby išli trošku ďalej.
Oh, actually I mixed things up, but okay, anyways, you got the backstory.
Trošku som to poprehádzala, ale nevadí.
All right, anyways, verse 6, or end of 6.
Čiže koniec 6.
And at least in English, going all the way to 13.
A po 13.
This is Jesus sending out his 12 to go on a mission.
Kde Pán Ježiš vysiela svojich 12, aby išli na misiu.
And let's just read it in Slovak.
A zase v slovenčine to prečítame. Potom chodil po okolitých dedinách a učil. Na to zavolal si 12 a začali ich rozosielať po dvoch. Dal im moc nad nečistými duchmi a prikázal im nebrať si na cestu nič, okrem palice. Ani chleba, ani kapsy, ani medených peňazí do opaska. Iba obuv na nohy, ani druhé spodné rúcho na preoblečenie. Ďalej im povedal, do ktoréhokoľvek domu prídete, zostaňte tam. Dokiaľ neodídete odtiaľ. Ak by vás niekde neprijali, ani nevypočuli, odíďte odtiaľ a stráste si prach z nôh na svedectvo proti ním. Veru hovorím vám, ľahší bude v súdny deň sodomským a gomorským ako tomuto mestu. Vyšli teda a kázali pokanie, vyháňali mnohých démonov, olejom pomazali mnohých nemocných a uzdravovali ich.
So up to this time Jesus has been, you know, traveling with his guys.
Čiže až do tohto času Pán Ježiš cestoval so svojimi chlapíkmi.
You know, they've been watching.
A oni pozorovali.
They've been listening.
Počúvali.
But they haven't been doing very much doing.
Ale nerobili, nečinili.
You know, and Jesus sends them out here. He says, you know, he's gonna go on a mission.
A tu ich Pán Ježiš posiela, hovorím, že tuto máte vašu misiu.
You're gonna go preach.
Pôjdete kázať.
You're going to have a very popular message.
Budete mať veľmi populárne posolstvo.
You know, repentance, right?
Áno, pokanie, že to je.
You know, everyone likes to hear that they're sinners and they need to deal with things, right?
Každý rád počúva, že je hriešnik a že sa má postarať o tie svoje veci.
Apparently it was a very popular message because John the Baptist had huge crowds when he did that.
A bolo to asi akože dosť populárne, bolo to populárne posolstvo, lebo Ján Krstiteľ mal veľký zástup, ktorý ho nasledoval.
Maybe God was just, obviously God was just moving.
Ale nebol to Pán Boh, ktorý pohyňal ľudí.
You know, he tells them to heal people.
A hovorím, aby aj uzdravovali ľudí.
You know, later that they're going to have the power to cast out demons, which they just experienced the last chapter we read.
A potom ešte hovorí, že budete mať moc vyháňať démonov, čo sme si hovorili minulý týždeň v tej 5. kapitole.
That was a kind of freaky experience, right?
A to bola dosť taká vystrašujúca skúsenosť.
You know, and he says, you're going to go do this.
A hovorím, že toto idete robiť.
They were going to grow by doing.
Čiže podrastú v tom, že to budú robiť.
And
alebo tým, že to budú robiť.
The way I understand is like this.
A ako tomu ja rozumiem, je takto.
Yes, oftentimes when we're Christians.
Častokrát my, keď sme kresťania.
You know, we're really good about coming to church.
Sme veľmi dobrí v tom, že chodívame do zboru.
You know, we get our little stars for coming each week.
Áno, hviezdičku si tam dáme za každý týždeň.
You know, we checked in with the pastor and with someone else.
Áno, porozprávali sme sa aj s pastorom a možno ešte aj s niekým iným.
You know, we might come to a Bible study.
Možno aj na nejakú skupinku chodívame.
You know, we might throw a little worship music into our iPod or something like that.
Možno do iPadu si dáme nejaké uctievanie, nejaké chvály.
You know, we take in a lot of information and hear a lot of Christian things.
A prijímame veľa informácií a veľa kresťanského.
We hear about faith, we listen to songs about faith.
A počúvame o viere, počúvame piesne, ktoré spievajú o viere.
But sometimes we don't do anything with it.
Ale niekedy s tým nič nerobíme.
You know, and it's just like someone who likes to you know, watch aerobic videos maybe.
Je to ako niekto, kto rád pozerá videá o aerobiku.
Likes to buy a bunch of books on exercise.
Nakúpi si kopec kníh o tom, ako cvičiť.
You know, likes to go to the gym and just look through the window.
A chodí aj do nejakej posilovne, alebo do nejakej telocvične a pozerá sa cez okno.
That's awesome.
Že mám, že to je super.
You know. We can be big fans.
Ah, môžeme byť veľkí fanúšikovia.
Of exercise, right?
Cvičenia.
We can have all these great plans of what we'd like to do one day.
A môžeme mať aj úžasné plány toho, čo by sme jedného dňa chceli spraviť.
But if we don't do anything,
ale ak s tým nič nespravíme,
nothing's gonna happen.
Tak sa nič nestane.
And it works the same way with Jesus.
A takisto to funguje s Pánom Ježišom.
You can think, oh yeah, I love one day I'm gonna, you know, do something with Jesus.
A my si možno hovoríme, že áno, jedného dňa spravím niečo s Pánom Ježišom.
I love this song, you know.
A táto pieseň je super.
You know, it's all about walking with Jesus.
A je to o tom, že kráčam s Pánom Ježišom.
You know, and you know what I'm talking about. I don't
even. Však jasne vedie, o čom hovorím, nemusím pokračovať.
But just as with exercise, we can be very weak Christians.
Ale takisto ako s cvičením, aj ako kresťania, môžeme byť veľmi slabí a ochablí kresťania.
We have to exercise our spiritual muscles.
Pretože potrebujeme posilňovať naše duchovné svaly.
And we see that Jesus leads these guys in this mission in a good way that a good leader does.
A vidíme, že Pán Ježiš vedie týchto svojich učeníkov správnym spôsobom, ako dobrý vodca.
Verse 6 tells us that he went teaching from village to village.
V 6. verši sme si čítali, že chodil z dediny do dediny.
Yeah, we already know from the things we read in the past few weeks that these guys were with him the whole time.
A z tých predchádzajúcich statí vieme, že títo chalani, títo učeníci boli s ním stále.
They had a model, a good model in Jesus.
A oni mali v Pánovi Ježišovi dobrý model.
He didn't just say, hey, go over here and try this thing over here.
On im nepovedal, že tak choďte tam a toto vyskúšajte.
You know, and see what happens.
A potom uvidíš, čo sa stane.
But they were spending time with him. They were watching, how does the master do it?
Ale oni s ním trávili čas a pozerali sa na to, ako to robí majster.
He modeled ministry for them.
A dával im model pre službu.
And in here in verse 2, or sorry, not verse 2, but I have the wrong numbers. Verse 7.
A v 7. verši,
you know, he gives them authority to do this.
Dáva im moc, aby to mohli robiť.
And specifically says authority to cast out these demons, right?
A moc nad nečistými duchmi.
And we know from last week that they knew that he had that authority.
A z minulého týždňa vieme, že aj oni vedeli, že má takúto autoritu, že to videli.
Because these guys had this personal experience with this.
Mali osobný zážitok s tým.
And he gives them this challenge.
A dáva im takúto výzvu.
I just kind of summed it up here. Take nothing.
A tu som to takto zhrnul, že nič si neber.
Don't take anything extra.
Žiadne extra veci.
You know, and when you get somewhere, just stay there until you're ready to leave.
A ak prídeš niekam, tak tam zostaň, až kým neodídeš.
Pretty simple instructions.
Veľmi jednoduché inštrukcie.
You know, but basically, you know, take nothing.
Nič si neberte.
Don't get a bunch of resources.
Neber si kopec nejakých zdrojov.
You don't need to buy 20 books on ministry before you go do ministry.
Nepotrebuješ si nakúpiť 20 kníh o tom, ako robiť službu predtým, ako ideš do služby.
You don't have to spend 10 years in, you know, in seminary before you go out there.
Nemusíš stráviť 10 rokov v biblickej škole predtým, ako by si mohli slúžiť.
You know, you don't have to do huge, you know, research about the people you're going to before you go there.
A nemusíš robiť ani nejaký veľký prieskum toho, akí sú tí ľudia, ktorým ideš slúžiť.
Whatever you want. So take nothing.
Čiže neber si nič so sebou.
Nothing extra.
Žiadne extra veci.
You know, we always like to have a plan B, right?
My častokrát radi máme plán B.
You know, spare tire, right?
Tú rezervu, you know, just, pneumatiku v aute.
Just in case it doesn't work out.
Ak by náhodou toto nevyšlo.
Says none of that.
Nie. Žiadne takéto.
You're gonna go out and you're gonna totally be dependent and trust in me.
Pôjdete a budete úplne závislí na mne.
It says stay until you leave. They said, you know, when you get to someone opens their home to you, stay there.
A Pán Ježiš hovorí, že zostaňte niekde, až kým neodídete. Prídete niekam, niekto vám otvorí svoje dvere, tak tam zostaňte.
And don't leave until the time of ministry is done.
A neodchádzajte odtiaľ, až kým sa neskončí tá vaša služba tam.
Be committed.
Buďte... Majte ako keby záväzky.
You know, fall. Yeah, you good? Yeah, fall through.
buď ako keby verný, zostaňte tam.
And we see that these guys, they took Jesus up on the offer.
A vidíme, že títo učeníci zobrali Pána Ježiša za slovo.
But we won't look at it now, but at home, look at Matthew chapter 10.
A nebudeme si to teraz pozerať, ale pozrite si doma Matúša 10. kapitolu.
Matthew chapter 10 gives us a wider view on the story.
Matúš 10. kapitola nám dá taký širší náhľad na tento príbeh.
And in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus gives them this kind of pep talk, this speech before they go.
V 10. kapitole im Pán Ježiš dáva takú ešte viacej im rozpráva.
And this pep talk goes something like this.
A táto akože pozbudzujúca reč ide asi takýmto spôsobom.
You know, take nothing, no extra, stay until you leave.
Áno, nič si neberte, žiadna extra, zostaňte až kým neodídete.
And when you get there, people are going to hate you.
Ale keď tam prídete, tak ľudia vás budú nenávidieť.
And they're going to try to hurt you.
A budú sa vás snažiť aj zraniť alebo ublížiť vám.
And they're going to chase you from city to city.
A budú vás naháňať z mesta do mesta.
And they're going to do all, you know, people who are close to you are going to stab you in the back.
A tí, čo sú vám najbližší, tak tí vás pichnú zo zadu do chrbta.
And all this other stuff, you can just read it in Matthew chapter 10.
A kopec ešte iných vecí, môžete si to prečítať doma, Matúš 10. kapitola.
You know, it's one of those things, you listen, he's like, yeah, let's go.
A to je niečo, čo keď si prečítate, že áno, jasné, ideme do toho.
You know, this sounds great, Jesus. Awesome.
Perfektné.
He was promising them tough times.
On im zasľuboval ťažké časy.
He wasn't saying, you're going to go out there, everything's going to be great.
A nehovoril im, že áno, pôjdete a všetko bude úžasné.
You know, they're going to, you know, put flowers on the road in front of you.
A budú vám hádzať kvety na ceste, keď pôjdete.
They're going to say, come over here to our home.
Áno, jasné, poďte k nám domov.
We got the big pool in the back here.
Tu máme taký bazénik vzadu.
Barbecue for you.
A už aj opekáme pre vás.
We're going to call the whole community, they're just going to eat up every word that we just said.
A celé spoločenstvo tu nás zavoláme a budú všetko počúvať a všetko to zjedia, čo budete hovoriť.
So, no, they're gonna hate you.
Nie, budú vás nenávidieť.
They're not gonna care what you say.
A nebude im záležať na tom, čo hovoríte.
But we see these guys took Jesus up on the offer.
Ale vidíme, že učeníci zobrali Pána Ježiša za slovo a išli.
And you have to ask yourself the question, why?
A musíte sa aj vyspýtať tú otázku, že prečo?
Why would they go?
Prečo by išli?
And I think the answer is well, obviously they were obedient disciples.
A myslím si, že teda odpoveď je, že boli poslušní učeníci.
But their faith grew out of their relationship with Jesus.
Ale tiež si myslím, že ich viera narastla z toho, že mali vzťah s Pánom Ježišom.
Their friendship with Jesus.
Ich priateľstvo s Ježišom.
They've been in this practice of following Jesus.
A mali takú praktiku, že nasledovali Pána Ježiša.
Isn't that how Jesus started the whole thing with them?
Nebolo to to, ako Pán Ježiš začal ich vzťah, teda jeho vzťah s nimi?
It was really simple, saying, hey, come follow me.
Bolo to veľmi jednoduché, hovorili im, poď a nasleduj ma.
And they began to take that literally.
A to zobrali úplne doslova.
You know, and they just were in the practice of following this man who was God.
Mali takú praktiku, že nasledovali tohto človeka, ktorý bol Boh.
And just seeing what he was doing and being a part of what he was doing.
A pozerali sa na to, čo robil, ale takisto boli aj účastní toho, čo robil.
And this inspired in them this fearlessness.
A toto v nich inšpirovalo takú nebojacnosť.
And they knew that Jesus cared for them.
Vedeli, že Pánovi Ježišovi na nich záležalo.
We saw this last week.
To sme videli už aj minulý týždeň.
We saw that Jesus had authority and they knew that.
A videli sme, že vedeli a spoznali, že Pán Ježiš má autoritu.
And he was inspiring them, amazing them to be fearless.
A on ich inšpiroval a privádzal do úžasu, aby boli nebojacní.
And I have a suspicion that Jesus wants to do the same thing with us.
A ja si myslím, že to isté Pán Ježiš chce robiť aj s nami.
As we get to know him more and more.
Ako ho budeme spoznávať viac a viac.
As we know that he cares for us and that he does have the ability to make changes in our life.
Ako si budeme uvedomovať, že áno, jemu na nás záleží a on je schopný robiť zmeny v našom živote.
As we learn that process of obedience.
Ako sa budeme učiť ten proces poslušnosti.
As his love begins to push out our fears.
A ako jeho láska bude z nás vytláčať akýkoľvek strach.
That we can be like these guys and say, yeah, I can go for that.
Tak budeme aj my ako títo učeníci a povieme si, že áno, aj do tohto môžem ísť.
We're going to look at one more story, but before we do that,
Pozrieme si jeden ďalší príbeh, ale predtým ako si ho pozrieme.
I have a little video.
Mám jedno video.
It is two bad things about it.
Dve zlé veci o ňom.
One is bad quality.
Je to veľmi zlá kvalita.
It's only in English.
A je len v angličtine.
But I think you can follow it.
Ale dúfam, že tomu budete rozumieť.
Okay, we'll kind of explain it right after.
Or before.
We could do it before. Now there's it's basically a I think we can explain it after. Yeah, next slide.
Čiže ďalší obrazok a hneď sa to začína. A som zo zvuku.
I mean, I want to trust you, I just don't.
I have an exercise that I think will really help.
Oh, okay.
Stand here, face this direction.
Čiže to je akože Pán Ježiš.
You can explain it.
Veríš mi?
This is all part of the exercise.
Čiže toto je také cvičenie. Áno, Pán Ježišu, verím ti. Tak si to poďme precvičiť. Veríš mi?
Yes. Jesus, I trust you.
Áno, Pane Ježišu, verím ti. Teraz padni na mňa. Chytíš ma?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Oh, to sa neboj.
You can do this. Okay? Just
môžeš toto spraviť. Len mi ver. Padni na mňa.
Jesus, I trust you.
Pane Ježišu, verím ti. Verím ti, verím ti.
Let's try this again.
Čiže skúsime znovu.
And keep your feet planted.
Nohy na mieste.
Trust me?
Veríš mi?
Yes.
Áno, verím ti.
Fall back.
Padni na mňa.
Okay. I'm gonna do it.
Spravím to.
I'm really gonna do it. Good. Oh, Jesus, you're really coming out
of me! You're ready for level two!
Dobre, čiže druhý krok.
Oh, you know what, you're too close. You need a move.
Si veľmi blízko, choď trošku ďalej.
This one's a little bit different.
Toto bude trošku iné. Tu budeš stať. Pozeráš sa na mňa teraz. Počkaj.
Oh, right, the Jesus signal.
A ešte som ti nič nepovedal.
Do you trust me?
Veríš mi?
I trust you so much.
Áno, samozrejme ti
verím.
Padni dozadu. Musíš to vyskúšať. Jasné. Neviem, či si si všimla, ale nikto tam nie je za mnou. Vyzerá to tak, ale môžeš to spraviť. To nespravím. My sme spolu. A môžeš mi veriť. Ale ti nebudem.
You ever feel that way?
A vy sa tak niekedy cítite?
If not, we can try
it.
We'll go to our next game.
Ďalší obrazok.
These guys end up doing that. They do kind of the first level fallback.
Čiže títo učeníci toto spravili, padli dozadu.
And we pick up the story in verse 30.
A pokračujeme v 30. verši.
And it says, this is after they did what Jesus said.
Toto je potom, čo im Pán Ježiš povedal, aby to spravili.
And in we'll read verse 30 and 31. It says, the apostles gathered around Jesus and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And then because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat. And he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and let's get some rest.
Apoštolovia zišli sa k Ježišovi a oznámili mu všetko, čo robili a učili. Povedali, poďte sami na osamelé miesto a odpočíte si trochu, lebo toľky prichádzali a odchádzali, že sa nemali ani kedy najesť.
I can imagine that they're a little bit like this lady on the first fall, after the first fall.
A ja si myslím, že oni boli ako tá žena po tom prvom páde.
You know, yeah, Jesus, let's do it.
Áno, Pane Ježišu, super, ideme do toho.
You know, so they came and they reported.
Prišli a rozprávali mu všetko.
Can you imagine the situation?
Viete si predstaviť tú situáciu?
You know, they've gone out two by two, random places in the countryside.
Išli dvaja na rôzne miesta v krajine.
Now they've all come back, all 12, so 6 teams come back.
Now teraz, teraz 6 tímov prichádza naspäť, kde boli po dvoch.
They're around Jesus.
Zase sa zhromaždili okolo Pána Ježiša.
Can you imagine the conversation?
Viete si predstaviť tie rozhovory, ktoré mali?
Hey, John!
Jan!
You should have been there in, Bethlehem.
Mal si byť tam, vtedy, v Betleheme.
There was this demon.
Bol tam tento démon.
You know, and he was coming out of this guy.
A vychádzal z tohto človeka.
And we cast him out.
A my sme ho vyhnali.
And Peter's like, no.
A Peter, no,
you should have been, over there in Bethsaida.
Nie, mali by ste byť tam v Bethsaide.
You know, there was like this blind guy.
Bol tam taký slepý človek.
You know, and we just prayed over him.
A my sme sa za neho modlili.
And you guess, and then interrupt. No, John.
Nie, Jan.
We were preaching.
My sme kázali.
And the whole city got saved.
A celé mesto bolo spasené.
You know, you can imagine, like, everyone's trying to, I got the better story.
Všetci sa tu nám predbiehali, že ja mám lepší príbeh.
You know, because God was doing stuff.
Pretože Pán Boh robil veci.
And they're crowding around Jesus trying to tell the master what happened.
A tlačia sa na Pána Ježiša a snažia sa mu porozprávať všetko, čo sa stalo.
But there's all these people coming around Jesus.
Ale sú všetci títo ostatní ľudia, ktorí sa zhromaždili okolo Pána Ježiša.
And verse 35 said they needed to get away because they're starving.
Basically. A v 35. verši napísané, že museli odísť niekam inam, lebo boli úplne vyhladovaní.
They're hungry, they need a debrief.
Sú hladní, potrebujú si to vyrozprávať.
They hop in the boat, they go to a quiet place.
Naskočili na loďku, išli niekam inám.
But the crowd sees them and chases after them, verse 32, 33.
Ale zástupy ich vidia a bežia za nimi v 33. verši.
And they run to the next town.
A dobehnú do toho ďalšieho mesta.
Hey, Jesus is coming, he's going over there, let's go.
Áno, Ježiš prichádza tu na, poďme aj my za
ním. You can imagine like this huge crowd is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
A tento obrovský zástup ešte viacej sa zväčšuje a zväčšuje.
And finally, Jesus and his guys, they get, their boat lands, and instead of being in a quiet place, there's this massive crowd.
A namiesto toho, keď pristane tá loďka Pána Ježiša s jeho učeníkmi, a aby to bolo tiché miesto, tak už ich tam čaká taký obrovský zástup.
And we don't know the exact number.
Nevieme celé skutočné číslo.
But we know from the end of the story it's 5,000 men.
Ale z konca príbehu vieme, že tam bolo 5,000 mužov.
And we can assume that there were a bunch of equal number of women and children.
A predpokladáme, že taký istý počet žien a ešte aj deti nejaké tam boli.
We don't know, but anyways, this is a huge crowd.
Čiže kopec ľudí.
And Jesus is going to do kind of like what we saw in the video.
A Pán Ježiš spraví niečo podobné, ako sme videli tu na v tom videu.
Phase 2.
A druhý krok.
You know, these guys are coming off this great time of ministry.
Čiže títo ľudia prichádzajú z úžasných zážitkov v službe.
Here's the next challenge.
Tu je ďalšia výzva.
The next, it's like adding weights or weight to your weights.
Čiže prikladá im náčinky, ďalšie náčinie.
You know, they've done the preaching, casting out demon thing.
Čiže už spravili kázanie, už aj vyháňali démonov.
Now they're going to do the impossible miracle thing.
Teraz budú robiť tie nemožné zázraky.
And we're going to see that.
To uvidíme.
And in where are we at? Verse 34. They land.
Čiže v 34. vystúpili.
Jesus sees this huge crowd and he
Pán Ježiš vidí veľký zástup.
And he says he has compassion on them.
A má tu zľutovanie nad nimi.
Okay. In English we think of the word a little bit different.
Zľutovanie, not ľutovať, but zľutovať.
Ah, okay, sorry, my bad. compassion.
Zľutovať, súcit.
Means to have compassion with, co-passion, to be passionate about with someone.
S niekým, čiže súcit.
Like empathy.
Empatia.
Okay, so he sees this group and he has empathy or he has compassion for them.
Čiže vidí túto skupinu a má s nimi súcit, má zľutovanie na nimi.
Because they're sheep without a shepherd.
Pretože sú ako ovce bez pastiera.
And as the good shepherd he begins to feed them spiritually, he begins to teach them.
A ako dobrý pastier začína ich duchovne nasycovať.
And it says verse 35, by this time it was late in the day, so the disciples came to him.
Čiže 35. verš pokračujeme, keď už bolo mnoho hodín, pristúpili k nemu učeníci a hovorili.
And you can imagine, I'm just thinking Peter.
Takže si predstavte, Peter.
Jesus.
Pane Ježišo.
You know, we're out in the middle of nowhere.
Sme úplne nikde.
It's late.
Už je neskoro.
You know, we just got finished with this huge mission.
Túto veľkú misiu už máme za sebou.
Remember, we came here to have a picnic and we haven't had it yet.
Vieš o tom, že sme prišli, aby sme tu mali piknik a ešte sme ho nemali.
We're starving.
A sme veľmi hladní.
Can we send these people home?
Môžeme týchto ľudí už poslať domov?
You know, can we get on?
A môžeme pokračovať?
You know, you've done a great job.
It's time to, you know. Dobrú prácu si odviedol.
It's time to go.
Ale poďme už ďalej.
You know, send these people home so they can eat.
Pošli týchto ľudí domov, nech sa idú najesť.
I'm thinking, Peter's thinking more like, you know, so I can eat, right?
A ja som myslel, že Peter sa tak viac zamýšľal, že tak pošli ich domov, aby ja som sa mohol najesť.
You've done those suggestions, right, that are really personally motivated?
Aj vy ste mali také návrhy, ktoré sú osobne motivované.
My guys do that.
Moje deti to robia.
You know? Hey, daddy, do you want a cookie?
Oh, hodinko, chceš koláčik?
You want a cookie? You want to share a cookie with me?
Chceš sa podeliť o koláčik so mnou?
Yeah, basically, I want a cookie, right?
Ja koláčik.
So I gotta get you to get a cookie so that I can get a cookie.
A musíš si aj ty zobrať, aby som aj ja si mohol zobrať.
You know?
Yeah, because when mommy comes.
Exactly. And Jesus turns to these guys.
A Pán Ježiš sa otočí k týmto ľuďom.
In verse 37.
37. verš.
And he answers them, he says, you give these people something to eat.
A odpovedal im, vy im dajte jesť.
And I suppose for them that was like this lady had been asked to drop back.
A ja si myslím, že oni, pre nich toto bolo ako pre tú dámu v tom videu, že aby padla dozadu.
It's clearly not gonna happen.
Že samozrejme, že toto sa nestane.
Yeah, the thought being coming to my mind would be, Jesus, you're crazy.
A myšlienka, ktorá by mne možno prišla na úm, by bol, Pane Ježišu, čo si sa zbláznil?
They were a little bit more polite.
Oni boli trošku viac zdvorili.
They said, no, Jesus, you know, this is like 8 months of wages it would cost to, you know, have a meal for these people.
A oni hovoria, že nie, že 8 mesiacov by sme museli pracovať, aby sme mohli nakúpiť pre týchto ľudí.
And we're really going to spend that much money on these people that we don't even know.
A to chceš, aby sme toľko peňazí minuli na týchto ľudí, ktorých ani nepoznáme?
And in verse 38, Jesus replies to their excuses.
A v 38. verši Pán Ježiš odpovedá na túto ich výhovorku.
Really simple question.
Veľmi jednoduchá otázka.
How many loaves do you have?
Koľko chleba máte?
How many loaves do you have?
Koľko chleba máte?
Go and look.
Poďte sa pozrieť.
And they went and found out.
Takže išli, pozerali sa, zistili.
We know from the other gospels they stole some food from a little boy. Borrowed.
Z iných evanjelí vieme, že ukradli chlapčekovi nejaké jedlo.
Says, we got five.
Máme 5.
And 2 fish.
A 2 rybičky.
You know, and I don't personally, the text doesn't tell us.
Text nám to nehovorí, ale osobne si myslím.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they got to come up with something, right?
Áno, museli niečo niekde nájsť.
To kind of show that, you know, Jesus, it's really not possible, can we get out of here?
Áno, Pane Ježiši, pozri sa, toto nie je možné, teda už môžeme ísť.
You know, and then, so but anyways, that's what Jesus asked for them.
Čiže toto od nich Pane Ježiš žiadal.
And it says, Jesus directed them to get all the people, this huge crowd, to sit down.
A Pán Ježiš im prikázal, aby celý tento zástup ľudí si posadal.
Sit in these little groups on the green grass.
Aby si posadali do skupín na zelenú trávu.
And I imagine they did look like sheep out on the pasture.
A možno aj vyzerali ako také ovečky na lúke, na pasienkoch.
And he got them into groups of hundreds and then fifties.
Čiže po stovkách, po 50-kách si posadali.
It says that Jesus, he took those 5 loaves and those 2 little fish.
A je tam napísané, že Pán Ježiš zobral tých 5 chlebov a tie 2 rybičky.
He looks up to heaven.
Pozrel sa hore k nebu.
And he gives thanks to God the Father for these things.
Poďakoval sa Bohu Otcu za tieto veci.
He blesses this little meal.
Požehnal toto malé jedlo.
And then he begins to distribute it.
A potom začína ho rozdávať.
And Jesus doesn't get the stuff blessed. He doesn't just bless the stuff.
Nie len, že to požehná.
He says, here you go. Yeah.
Ale on aj dáva.
You know?
Ja sa páči.
Doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't.
He does not do that.
Nie, on toto nerobil.
He gives it to his disciples.
Ale dáva to učeníkom.
Says, you give it to them.
A hovorím, že ty im to ideš dať.
This is your food, you pass it out.
Toto je vaše jedlo, takže vy ho chodite porozdávať.
You know? And they begin to pass out
a
this
oni
food.
Začínajú rozdávať toto jedlo.
And it says in verse 42, they all ate and were satisfied.
42. verši je napísané: a všetci jedli a nasytili sa.
They were all satisfied.
Nasytili sa doplna, mali dosť.
Everyone left full and happy.
Čiže každý bol nasytený a spokojný, šťastný.
I was thinking about this story.
Keď som sa zamýšľal nad týmto príbehom.
And I think oftentimes as Christians we can be like the disciples here.
A my ako kresťania častokrát môžeme byť ako učeníci tu.
Jesus may ask us to do something.
Možno Pán Ježiš nás požiada, aby sme spravili niečo.
And we look at it and it looks completely impossible.
A pozrieme sa na to a vyzerá to úplne nemožne.
And we begin to make excuses.
A začíname si vymýšľať výhovorky.
Of why it's not going to happen.
Že prečo sa to nestane.
And we can even give Jesus different agendas of what should happen.
A možno dáme Pánu Ježišovi aj návrhy agendy, že čo by sa malo iné odohrať.
Just like the disciples. Hey, you know, maybe we should just send them away.
A takisto ako učeníci, ktorí hovorili, že však mohli sme ich poslať niekam inám.
Or come up with our little excuses.
A prichádzame s tými našimi vlastnými výhovorkami.
But I like what Jesus did.
A mne sa páči, čo Pán Ježiš spravil.
So how many loaves do you have?
Spýtal sa ich, koľko chleba máte.
And I think Jesus asked the same of us today.
A myslím si, že to isté sa pýta aj nás Pán Ježiš dnes.
What do you have?
Čo máš? Čo
what,
máš ty?
What do you have?
Čo máš ty?
Jesus doesn't ask them, what do you lack?
Pán Ježiš sa ich nepýtal, čo ti chýba.
He didn't say, hey guys, can you please tell me how difficult and impossible this is going to be.
A Pán Ježiš im nepovedal, že no tak mi teraz porozprávajte, aké ťažké a nemožné toto celé je, táto celá situácia.
He says, what do you got?
Ale jediné, čo sa ich spýtal, bolo, čo máš?
Bring it to me.
Donies mi to.
I think Jesus does the same thing with us.
A myslím si, že to isté Pán Ježiš robí s nami.
He wants us to bring whatever it is that we have.
On chce, aby sme mu priniesli čokoľvek máme.
And if we place it into his hands,
a ak to my zložíme do jeho rúk,
he will bless it.
On to požehná.
And he will multiply it.
A on to rozmnoží.
And he might even use you to distribute that blessing.
A možno použije aj teba, aby to požehnanie si rozniesol, rozniesla inde.
He can do that.
Lebo on to môže spraviť.
We've had, you know, situations where you know, God's kind of prompting us to think about, for example, one thing we're thinking about different space for meeting.
Máme situácie, ktoré prichádzajú do našich životov, napríklad jedna z toho je, že iné miesto na stretávanie sa.
You know, and it's really hard to find a place to meet here in Bratislava.
A častokrát je to veľmi ťažké nájsť nejaké miesto na stretávanie sa v Bratislave.
And if you can find it, can you afford it?
A keď aj nájdeš nejaké, vieme si to dovoliť finančne.
And we can make all sorts of excuses of why we shouldn't even bother to look.
A my môžeme prichádzať s rôznymi výhovorkami, že prečo by sme ani nemali hľadať.
The Lord's reminded me again recently, start looking, you know.
A Pán Boh mne pripomína, že áno, začni hľadať.
You know, it seems impossible.
Možno je to, alebo zdá sa to nemožné.
You know, it seems impossible to, in a long-term sense, to pay the rent.
A možno aj dlhodobo to vyzerá, že by sme nemohli platiť taký nájom.
But, you know, God can do it.
Ale Pán Boh to môže spraviť.
But are we willing to try it?
Ale otázka je pre nás, že či sme ochotní to aj skúsiť.
We will always lack in courage.
Vždycky nám bude chýbať odvaha.
Resources.
Alebo zdroje.
Time.
Čas.
Money.
Peniaze.
Patience.
Trpezlivosť.
Enough people.
Dosť ľudí.
All sorts of things.
Kadečo nám bude chýbať.
That doesn't matter.
Ale na tom nezáleží.
Just give what you have to him.
Len dajme to, čo máme jemu.
We see in verse 43.
V 43. verši vidíme,
that Jesus gives his disciples a little humbling
lesson,
reminder, souvenir.
Vidíme, že Pán Ježiš dáva svojim učeníkom takú pokorujúcu skúsenosť alebo suvenír, ak to môžeme tak nazvať.
So that after everyone was satisfied.
Čiže potom ako sa všetci najedli a nasytili.
The disciples had the job of picking up all the leftovers.
Učeníci museli ísť a pozbierať všetky tie zbytky.
And each of them.
A každý jeden z nich.
Got to take home.
Si zobral domov.
A whole basket full.
Plný kvoš.
Of food.
Jedla.
Can you imagine?
Vieš si to predstaviť?
And they got in the back into the boat with each of them with their own basket full of food.
Čiže išli naspäť do tej loďky, každý s plným košom jedla.
A little souvenir of what Jesus could do.
Ale souvenir toho, čo Pán Ježiš dokáže.
Can I share one more story with you guys?
Ešte jeden príbeh sa chcem s vami podeliť.
It's going a little bit longer than I wanted, but it's
good. Trošku dlhšie, ako som plánovala, ale je všetko dobré.
I think that was our last slide.
Posledný obrázok.
We'll get to these verses in a minute.
Za chvíľku si budeme čítať tieto verše.
This last story, it's a really famous story.
Posledný príbeh je veľmi známy príbeh.
Says, immediately, verse 45, immediately Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and go ahead of him to a place called Bethsaida.
Hneď potom kázal učeníkom vstúpiť na loď a preplaviť sa pred ním na druhú stranu do Bethsaide.
And while they were doing that, he was dismissing the crowd.
A kým oni to robili, tak on rozpúšťal ten zástup.
And after leaving them, he said he went up to the mountainside and began to pray.
A potom ako od nich odišiel, tak je tam napísané, že išiel na vrch a tam sa modlil.
And by this time it's evening and their little boat is out in the middle of the lake.
A už v tom čase bol večer a ich malá loďka bola niekde v strede toho jazera.
And they're straining to get this boat to where to Bethsaida.
A oni sa veľmi snažili, aby mohli padlovať a dojsť do tej Bethsaidy.
There's this huge wind against them.
A proti ním bol taký protivietor.
Probably is very similar to what they experienced, what we studied last week in chapter 5.
Možno to bolo niečo podobné tomu, čo sme študovali minulý týždeň v 5. kapitole.
And Jesus is up on the mountain and he sees these guys, you know, from this high view in the middle struggling.
A Pán Ježiš, ako bol hore na tom vrchu, tak vidí týchto chalanov tam na tom jazere, ako sa snažia úplne.
And Jesus, because he's God, thinks, hey, I'm going to take the shortcut.
A Pán Ježiš, keď on teda je Boh, tak si povedal, že dobre, tak ja idem skratkou.
You're not going to go along the shore through the mountains.
Nepôjdem nejako po pláži alebo cez hory.
Let's just walk across the water.
No, tak pôjdem cez vodu.
You know, he's walking across the lake.
Kráčal cez to jazero.
And so he's going to actually pass these guys by.
A je tam napísané, že ich chcel aj obísť.
He wasn't actually going to stop and help
them. Nemal v pláne, že sa zastaví a budem pomáhať.
And they see Jesus.
A oni vidia Pána Ježiša.
But they don't know it's Jesus.
Ale vtedy ešte nevedeli, že to je Pán Ježiš.
And they think it's a ghost or some spirit.
A myslí si, že to bol nejaký duch alebo nejaký prízrak.
And they do what we would do.
A oni robia to, čo my by sme určite robili.
They freak out.
Boli úplne v strachu.
What's that? It's the monster of the lake.
Je to príšera z jazera.
Right? And they're terrified, it says in verse 50.
A sú zhrození v 50. verši.
And yeah, they're terrified.
Báli sa veľmi.
I put some verses up here. This is from actually Matthew's account, Matthew 14.
A dal som tu verše, ktoré sú z Matúša 14. kapitoly.
Verse 27-33. Because it gives us a little bit more intimate view into what happens at this moment.
Pretože tu máme trošku taký intimnejší alebo hlbší náhľad na to, čo sa odohráva v tomto momente.
Remember, these guys are terrified.
Čiže máte na mysli, že sú úplne vydesení.
And it says Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, be brave, guys.
A Pán Ježiš im hneď hovorí, že buďte odvážni, nebojte sa.
It's me, don't be scared.
Ja som to, nebojte sa.
And then Peter replies, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out on the water.
A Peter mu hneď hovorí, že Pane, ak si to ty, tak mi povedz, aby som prišiel k tebe po vode.
Now Jesus just finished saying, be brave, be courageous.
Pán Ježiš akurát dokončil hovoriť, že buďte odvážni.
And Peter's willing to take Jesus's challenge seriously.
A Peter je ochotný zobrať výzvu Pána Ježiša vážne.
And look at the question that Peter asked.
A pozrite sa na tú otázku, ktorú sa Peter pýta.
What's he want to know first?
Čo chce vedieť ako prvé?
Lord, is it you?
Pane, si to ty.
Is it you?
A si to ty.
And he was willing, Peter was willing to be courageous.
Peter bol ochotný byť odvážny.
He was willing to respond.
Bol ochotný reagovať.
But he wanted to make sure it's Jesus.
Ale chcel si ujasniť, že to skutočne je Pán Ježiš.
Because Jesus is his friend.
Pretože Pán Ježiš je jeho priateľ.
Jesus is master.
Pán Ježiš je jeho majster.
He knows that Jesus cares for him.
A vie, že záleží Pánovi Ježišovi na ňom.
And if it's really Jesus,
ak je to skutočne Ježiš,
he's willing to be brave.
Tak je ochotný byť odvážny.
He's willing to face those fears.
A je ochotný sa postaviť z očí v oči akémukoľvek strachu.
But the next part is a little bit crazy.
Ale tá ďalšia časť je trošku divoká.
Peter says, if it's you, tell me to come out on that water.
Peter hovorí, že ak si to ty, tak mi povedz, aby som prišiel k tebe po vode.
I mean, if
if I was in Peter's place,
čiže ak by som ja bol na Petrovom mieste,
you know, if I was Jesus, if it's you,
Pane Ježišu, ak si to ty,
you know, clap your hands.
Zaplíš sa.
You know, or wave to me.
Alebo ty zamávaj.
No, 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 it's you.
Potom bude vedieť, že si to ty.
No, he says, if it's you, ask me to come out in the water.
Ale nie, on hovorí, že ak si to ty, tak mi povedz, aby som prišiel k tebe po vode.
What's he thinking?
Čo má, čo mu prišlo na rozum?
Why would he ask Jesus to say, to do this, you know?
Prečo by to chcelo Pána Ježiša, aby také niečo povedal?
Well, I think it was kind of proof that it was really Jesus.
Myslím si, že tomu dokázalo to, že to v skutočnosti je Pán Ježiš.
Pretty much after this time, everything Jesus asked him to do was impossible.
Pretože čokoľvek Pán Ježiš od nich žiadal až do tohto bodu bolo nemožné.
Only Jesus is going to ask me to do something that's impossible.
Jedine Pán Ježiš bude žiadať odo mňa niečo, čo je nemožné.
It was impossible to feed 5,000.
Bolo to nemožné, aby sme nasytili 5,000 ľudí.
We just finished doing that, we got the baskets to prove it.
To sme spravili, sme to dokončili. Máme tu ešte tie koše, aby sme dokázali, že sa to spravilo.
What's even more crazy than that?
Čo je ešte bláznivejšie ako
toto? Oh yeah, walk out on the water.
Áno, jasné, chodenie po vode.
You know? Peter says, please ask, essentially, please ask me to do the impossible.
A Peter hovorí Pánovi Ježišovi, prosím ťa, povedz mi, aby som spravil to nemožné.
And Jesus says, come.
A Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, áno, poď.
Come.
Poď.
Do the impossible.
Sprav to nemožné.
Says Peter steps out and he does the impossible.
A Peter vykročí a spraví to nemožné.
And he walks on the water towards Jesus.
Začne kráčať po vode smerom k Pánovi Ježišovi.
And as he's going, he begins to see that wind.
A ako teda už ide, tak vidí aj vietor.
And he begins to sink a little bit.
A začne sa trošku topiť.
He says, Lord, save me.
A hovorí mu, Pane, zachraň ma.
Save me.
Zachraň ma.
Peter begins to sink when he takes his eyes off Jesus.
Peter začne sa topiť, keď prestane hľadiť na Ježiša.
When he takes his eyes off his friend, off his master.
Keď otočí svoj zrak od svojho priateľa a od svojho majstra.
Says immediately Jesus saves him.
A je tam napísané, že hneď ho Pán Ježiš zachráni.
And he asks him a very simple question.
A pýta sa ho veľmi jednoduchú otázku.
Why did you doubt?
Prečo si pochyboval?
Why did you doubt?
Prečo si pochyboval?
Thought we were friends. Why did you doubt?
Myslím, že sme priatelia. Prečo si pochyboval?
You know me. Why did you doubt?
Ty ma už poznáš. Prečo pochybuješ?
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
Židom 12. kapitola 2. verš.
Tells us to be those who would keep our eyes focused on Jesus.
Nám hovorí, aby sme boli tí, ktorí máme upriamené naše oči na Pána Ježiša.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Pôvodcu a dokonávateľa našej viery.
I hope that we can be those who can invite Jesus to ask us to do the impossible.
A ja dúfam, že aj my môžeme byť tí, ktorí požiadame Pána Ježiša, aby nás vyzval robiť to nemožné.
Those who can say, Jesus, please stretch my faith today.
Aby sme mu povedali, že Pane Ježišu, natiahni aj moju vieru dnes.
Please invite me to do something with you that is crazy.
Prosím ťa, pozvi ma, aby som robil s tebou nejaké veci, ktoré sú úplne divoké.
And as he does, keep your eyes on him.
A ako ťa on pozve do toho, tak udržiavaj svoj zrak na ňom.
Otherwise we're gonna sink.
Lebo ak to nebudeš robiť, tak sa potopíš.
I want to jump back into Mark's account.
Vrátime sa naspäť do Marka.
Verse 51. Says he climbed into the boat with them.
Vystúpil k ním na loď.
And the wind died down.
A vietor utichol.
And they were completely amazed.
A oni boli úplne v úžase.
There's that word again, amazed.
Zase tu máme to slovo úžas.
But it tells us why they're amazed.
Ale ešte nám to hovorí aj prečo boli v úžase.
Says the next verse, for they didn't understand about the loaves and their hearts were hardened.
Lebo nechápali, čo to bolo s tými chlebami, keďže ich srdce bolo zatvrdilé.
They didn't understand.
Nechápali, nerozumeli.
We can be like that sometimes.
A my môžeme byť takýto niekedy.
Where Jesus is doing amazing things around us.
Keď Pán Ježiš robí úžasné veci okolo nás.
We've got the very evidence of it right around us.
My máme úplne dôkazy všade naokolo nás.
But because our hearts are hard.
Ale pretože naše srdcia sú tvrdé.
You know, we don't get what Jesus is doing.
Nechápeme to, čo Pán Ježiš robí.
Let's not be like that.
Tak nebuďme takí.
Let's be people who have willing hearts.
Buďme ľudia, ktorí majú ochotné srdcia.
Fortunately, Jesus did not leave them in this condition.
Je našťastie, že Pán Ježiš ich nenechal v tomto stave.
Matthew 14, if you would read that account.
Matúš 14. kapitola, ak by sme si to čítali v tom evanjeliu.
Tells us that those guys who were in the boat.
Tak nám hovorí, že tí ľudia, ktorí boli v loďke.
They got it.
Pochopili to.
They were amazed.
Boli v úžase.
When Jesus got into the boat.
Keď už Pán Ježiš vošiel do loďky.
And they responded by worshiping him.
A reagovali tak, že ho uctievali.
And they began to say, you know, this guy really is the son of God.
A začali hovoriť, že áno, tento človek je skutočne Boží syn.
He is.
On je.
We go to our very last slide.
A posledný obrazok.
I'm just going to conclude.
A týmto to zhrnieme.
You know, how will we amaze Jesus?
Ako my privedieme Pána Ježiša do úžasu?
Will we amaze him by our faith or our lack of faith?
Privedieme ho do úžasu skrze našu vieru alebo skrze to, že nemáme vieru.
And maybe a more appropriate question, are we amazed by him?
A možno ešte lepšia otázka je, že či my sme v úžase kvôli tomu, čo on robí.
Are we spending enough time with him to actually be amazed by him?
Trávime dosť času s ním, aby sme skutočne mohli byť v úžase.
Are we having experiences where we let him amaze us?
Máme aj my zážitky, kde mu dovolíme, aby nás privádzal do toho úžasu.
And I would just challenge all of us and encourage us, let's take those steps where we invite Jesus to do impossible with us.
Aby som nás všetkých chcel vyzvať, aby sme pozývali Pána Ježiša, aby nás vyzýval robiť to nemožné.
Where we can begin to exercise our faith and our trust in him.
Aby sme si precvičovali našu vieru a našu dôveru v Neho.
And I believe that he will amaze us.
A ja verím tomu, že on nás bude privádzať do úžasu.
And we'll be like these guys, we'll begin to just worship.
A budeme my tiež ako títo učeníci a začneme uctievať.
Yeah, that's more than just singing a song.
A uctievanie je viac ako len spievanie nejaké piesne.
It's where we give Jesus the ultimate worth.
Je to niečo, kde dávame Pánovi Ježišovi úplne všetko, všetku tú hodnotu.
Where we give Jesus his rightful place as God.
Kde dávame Ježišovi postavenie, jeho správne postavenie ako Boha.
We're gonna do another song.
Yeah. Ešte máme teda jednu pieseň.
Yeah. Let's have a little bit of time where we can respond and have a little worship.
A budeme mať teraz čas, kedy môžeme reagovať na všetko toto a budeme mať aj čas na uctievanie.
I would encourage you during that time if you just, you know, pray silently or out loud, feel free to do that.
A ak sa chceš modliť počas tej piesne, či už potichu alebo nahlas, buďte slobodní.
And then we'll just end one word of worship and that's it, I think. Or one prayer, that's it.
Ešte ukončíme jednou.